The water for producers in Griffith, Leeton and Narandra in the New South Wales Riverina is managed by Murrumbidgee Irrigation. It's one of the biggest private irrigation companies in Australia. Karen Hutchinson is the company's policy and stakeholder manager, and she joins me now. Good morning and welcome to AM.
Good morning, Sabra.
When the draft plan was released, there was a lot of anger in this community. Some believed it would be the end of Griffith. Has the town surprised itself by how well it's doing now?
The town is an amazing town, Sabra. I guess we have come a very long way since those early days of the Guide to the Plan and the burning of the books. What we've seen is that we live in a very resilient area. We're very lucky. We've got so many natural assets. And in addition to that, we've got a variety of crop types and a variety of water entitlements. They've actually enabled us to do well despite the plan.
So some people have switched from old crops and they've taken up premium crops like nuts and things like that. Tell us about that.
It's more that the diversity of the region has continued to expand. So we've always been well known for our rice, our citrus and our grapes. I think 30% of Australia's oranges come from here, and one in four glasses of wine are 90% of the rice. But you're absolutely right. We're now seeing an explosion in nuts, almonds, walnuts, hazelnuts, a move to cotton, huge vegetable production from this area. Even the popcorn is grown here.
What's it meant for the broader township?
Confidence. The biggest change for us, I think, was when the cap on buyback was announced some years ago. Effectively, that enabled the town to move forward. It meant that even though we knew there was a high level of confidence in the town in some areas, you could stop looking over the fence and worrying about whether or not your neighbour would sell out. There was now a limit. There was now some certainty in the political environment to enable people to start looking to the future.
Now, this area has made huge water savings already. If the government wanted to continue water, say, efficiency acquisitions by requiring more water be saved through better infrastructure, is it possible the region could continue to surprise itself?
Certainly what we've learned is that as soon as you start investing, you get innovation. What we hear from our farmers all the time, and what we've learnt as an infrastructure operator involved in the Private Infrastructure Operators Program, is the more that you invest, the more innovation that you get. That enables effectively step changes. Once you invest in communities, they start to look after themselves and they look to the future. When you're just in the market buying water, all you're doing is retiring debt and allowing people to leave. So yes, I think the future for this area is very bright. It's full of people looking forward and looking for the next step.
How would producers react if the government did insist that further savings be found?
The government is insisting that the plan be delivered as the plan was intended to be delivered. What we're seeing now, though, is that the governments of all persuasions across the basin are working together to make the plan work. So it's the how the water is recovered and the rate of recovery, and we're seeing that played out right across the basin in terms of how communities have responded.
It's a really complicated equation, isn't it? People upstream often argue they've done enough. People downstream say they don't get enough water. How difficult is it just to find that right balance?
A basin is a very complex beast. At the end of the day, it is to be managed by the Commonwealth for the wealth of the common. It is about making sure that communities are protected, that the economy, and that's jobs and production, are looked after, and that the environment gets what it needs. It was never going to be an easy job. It requires us all to continue to work together to get the right plan.
You're sounding really optimistic. What do you think the future holds?
I think the future for this area is amazing. We're looking forward to seeing an increase in production and doing more with less, and making this town continue to be the shining star of regional production that it is.
Karen Hutchinson, thank you very much for joining AM this morning.
You're welcome.